come back here in 2 minutes.
I think these are our seats.
Thank you. though. Though my mum did get a bit mad at me old man when he come over with enough pine eels to feed an army. She said eels live on sewage. Yeah? And my old man must have been full of it because he didn't get a bloody lot. He'd get out of his brain on booze. I don't think he ever twigged I was out of my brain on speed. Each to his own sewage. I took a glance at myself in the hallway mirror. Must have been the Camden. I was a mountain of paranoia. So I popped a few more uppers and I went to a high numbers gig. But I went on the wrong night. Things didn't turn out quite as I expected.
Thank you.
and them old rockers, as long as they stayed up on stage. Best of all, though, for me, were the eye numbers. They weren't mods, but mods liked them. They smashed up so much that nobody believed it was real. I could have done that. In the state I was in, I thought I was all of them. I felt really different the next day. £10 a week. It's only £2 less than my Uncle Simon, and he's been driving buses all his life.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
The sea looks so gorgeous, I felt I could jump into it. I'm sick. I wandered around thinking about that summer of 64. 2,000 mods driving up and down on scooters. Now I was on my own. It was the end of the season. The place was almost deserted. My poor scooter. That had seen the last of the Brighton promenade.
Kick a few fucking rockers at you!
I remembered the Ace Space dancing. The old place would be dancing to some stupid dance he just made up. That's power for you. Why the fuck did I look up to people like that? Why did I need heroes? When what I really wanted was to belong.
Thank you.
was like Fred Astaire with a sawn-off shotgun. The ace face, that is. I saw him later that day. For a moment, it cheered me up. He was working in the biggest hotel in Brighton. But he wasn't a fucking manager.
Oh,
I was in a pretty blasphemous mood by the time I left Brighton. It had cheered me up, but then it had let me down. My folks had let me down. Rock had let me down. Women had let me down. Work wasn't even worth the effort. But I never thought I'd feel let down by being a mob. Schizophrenic? What a laugh! I remember thinking, Christ, it must be right to be plain ordinary mad. So I stole this tiny little boat with an outboard motor and I set out to
you. should expect we were in heaven. I was floating. I was nearly delirious. I switched off the engine and jumped onto a rock. The music stopped. I remember the come down I had. I felt sick from the booze. The sea was splashing all over the place. There was thunder in the distance. That's how I ended up there. Bleeding boat drifted off and I got stuck on the rock in a pissing rain with my four lives flashing before me. I was an ace face, a tough guy. I was Mr. Jim, a romantic. I was a bellboy. Carry a bag, sir. Finally, I was ordinary old Dr. Jimmy again. Yes, I was those things. Schizophrenic? Ha! I was being quadrophenic!
Thank you. We've had a few historic moments in our life in Buffalo, haven't we? Yeah. Some of them quite tragic, really.
I bought my first American car here. Yeah? That was tragic.
It was tragic when I went back to England. They bought me twice as much money for it.
What are you talking about now?
My Corvette that I bought in Buffalo in 1970.
Do you know what he's talking about?
Oh, what you're stealing. No wonder you can't export anything. They charge you twice as much in our country for your goods. You should see them about that.
That's interesting.
I really recover the gig now.
Hello. We are in Buffalo, aren't we?
This is Saturday, isn't it?
Don't ever, 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 don't
like I do. And I blame you. John Emerson played all the brass parts, and here we've got a brass section with us who do a fantastic job. Please give them a big hand. Dennis Farias, Sam Gardner, Roy Wigan, Nick Lane, and the leader, Neil Sigler. And we're here on percussion, Jerry Linscott. Backing vocals, Keith Morrell. And our music director, Billy Nichols. Special effects and all kinds of things on the keyboards there, somebody who toured with me earlier this year. A new friend of ours, John Carey. And somebody who's been around with the Who for a long, 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 long time, since 76. And he was a young man and I was an old man. And he is from Texas. One of the great rock and roll piano players of all time, John Rabbit Bundry. We love not to deal with anything less. And on guitar, we started this tour out with three guitar players, and we dropped one of them on the way because he played too much. No, it was good, it was good. It was just that we decided to thin it out a bit. And anyway, this guy does a really wonderful job. This is my brother, Simon Townsend. Oh.
this band the most difficult challenge that is always the night when we start. In fact, one of the occasions we had here in Buffalo was trying to revive an unconscious Keith Moon for the show. I think we just about made it. Obviously, it got to a point where it wasn't possible to revive him. We tried everything else. Instead, we have the remarkable, the fantastic, incredibly talented and gorgeous Zach Stuckey! And the best thing about him is he's alive.
Thank you.
yourselves. Thank you very much. Good night.